Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Welcome, everybody. I hope you're having a phenomenal day. And I like to call it Happy Thanksgiving rather than Thanksgiving, because the sharing comes more from a place of love, and the giving, sometimes you forget about receiving. So the sharing gets to a place of being open and receptive on both ends. So happy Thanksgiving. And I hope that you have a phenomenal one no matter what you're doing. I hope you remember the true meaning of thanks sharing, and that's of opening your heart and giving from a place, or sharing from a place that's pure and loving and peaceful and joyful, and really just being together in gratitude. And so to make this day a special day, when I do take phone calls, I'd like to ask you to focus on one thing you are in gratitude for and share that on the air so that everybody can experience that with greater love. If you're new to the show, I want to say from heartfelt thanks for being here. It's a show to support those that are committed to their spiritual path and ready to wake up to greater levels of love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and vitality. I offer various tools to support that. On the air, I like to always do a channeled message and a meditation. And when we finish with that, then I also like to take phone calls to support those that are committed and see where they're at with a one question reading. And it's always easy if you can have a specific question rather than a general question so that I can get through to as many calls as possible. The website, if you'd like to make a love donation, is at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. And then you scroll down on the bottom of the homepage, and there's where you can make your love donation. And also on the various tabs, just to get you familiar with what I offer, if you're interested, the things that I like to express is an online series, so have activation sessions, private sessions, product specials, and a variety of special events like a love frequency meditation, and also a activation event that's done on a monthly basis for those that are really ready to wake up their inner spirit more so that they can have greater love and joy and peace in their life. So if you're interested in any of that, you can go to the website and scroll around and have fun and contact me and mention the Blog Talk Radio show. You get a special when you mention that. Our next show is going to be on, could you believe, already in December 13th at 12 o'clock. And we'll be having, December is kind of like that magic month. It really kind of brings in the mysticalness of the holiday season. And right before the holidays, sometimes I throw in an extra show, depending upon my own guidance, just to kind of be with everybody during the holiday time. And so if you're if you're celebrating with your spirit guides and your loving beings, and you just want to just be in the presence of spirit's world, and I may be able to support that mission with some extra love from these pure loving beings that I work with, to just kind of come together in a circle and just really feel the vibes. So I'll let you know if that's something I feel guided for. Okay, so let's just take a deep breath and, you know, give ourselves a big hug. Sometimes we get so busy in the day, we forget about really just tuning in, taking a step back, smelling the flowers, and just really loving ourselves. And so I encourage you to do that. Just kind of reach out and give yourself a big hug and just really feel that love inside yourself and just know what that means. We're going to do a meditation, and if you're interested in having a one-question reading, I notice a lot of people are logging in, so I'm saying hello, welcome, happy thanks sharing. And the call-in number is 347-996-5068. And it's a one-question reading. If you're interested in having more in-depth readings, I stay after the show. You can do a donation, and then I can go into more specifics with you. Although during the show, it's going to be quick and short and sweet so that I can get through to the callers, since it's only a half-hour show. So if you're interested in doing that, again, the website is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix, W-I-X, .com. /love. It's also in the chat box if you want to go there and type it in and all that fun stuff. All right, so let's just go ahead and close our eyes. I like to do a meditation first with the channeled message to get your energy receptive to the reading. I'm more effective with those that have an open heart and a positive frame mind. So if you're stressed out, this is probably not the best time to get a reading, because it'll be staticky and I won't be able to see and get clarity from your spirit guides. And my integrity will always tell you that I want to make sure you get the most accurate reading. So that's why I like to do these meditations prior to the reading. As we take a deep breath and just really focus in on our heart with this special time and this month with thanks sharing. And I like to say that instead of Thanksgiving for those that just tuned in. It's a way of just really sharing with each other from a place of unconditional love. And so this is why I like to use the thanks sharing as a means of saying, let's open our hearts and let's really come from compassion and acceptance and love with each other. No matter what race you're from, what color you're from, where your beliefs are, it's all perfect. And love is the strongest vibration. And the more we learn to just really love each other, sometimes we have fears, we can embrace those as well with the differences of each other instead of feeling like something's wrong. Let's just take a deep breath and really feeling the thoughts moving out of its chattered mode and moving into a silence. If you want to imagine it being put on these beautiful clouds that have fluffy pink in them, where you just let them go, you can do that. And then just focusing your attention on your heart and just feeling that love inside your heart. Total acceptance, total nurturing, total joy. We may not always get it from the outer world. That acceptance, that love, that joy, we will definitely get it if we are receptive to it in the inner world, from our inner spirit and from the universal love. All we have to do is be open to receive that. And so this is the opportunity to allow yourself to just open your heart to that with appreciation. And then just allowing that love to go all the way down to the base of your feet as you allow the whole entire body, from the lower part, the feet, all the way up to the pelvic area, all the way up to the top of the head, becoming relaxed with your breath. So we focus first on the lower part of the body, the feet, the ankles, the calves, the knees, and the thighs. Just allow them to be really at love and at peace with relaxation. And then focusing on the middle part of the body, the pelvic area, the stomach, the middle part of the back, the whole entire part of the stomach, all relaxing. And as that love from your heart goes all the way up to the top of the mind, feeling that beautiful love as you breathe into your heart, expanding all the way up. Just allowing yourself to feel that experience. The biggest message that I keep getting is the more we put our attention on love, the less we put our attention on the opposite of what that love is. And so with this year being a 9, which is a closure year, this is the opportunity to really stand strong in your power of love and acceptance for everything and everyone, blessing and just coming from compassion. As Mother Mary says, pro-peace, pro-love versus anti-peace or anti-war. So pro-peace, pro-love versus anti-war. We can have that strength, that ability to really choose to be love without feeling like we have to say anything or fix anyone or correct anyone. We could just be love and be in silence. And from that place, even in those that aren't, we could just bless them without feeling like they're doing anything to us, like rejecting us or whatever that may feel like. It's just their stuff. So as we bless ourselves as well, we start to feel the receptivity of love. And I know many healers, many practitioners, many people in the spiritual world sometimes forget about taking a moment and really giving ourselves just love. And so this is the opportunity to tune in and tune up to that beautiful love that you so richly deserve. As we breathe into our heart and just allow that energy to just fill up the whole entire body, the whole entire mind, and the whole entire heart. And taking 3 more deep breaths before we come back. Really bringing in your breath as deep as you can, all the way down to the base of your feet. One more deep breath. And then allow yourself to slowly come back to the present moment, feeling where your feet are resting, feeling where your body's sitting or lying down if you'd lay down, feeling your hands where they're resting. And just noticing in the present moment what you're experiencing. Really allowing yourself to be very present with this energy of love. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just experience the presence and the present of the presence, as we sometimes say to ourselves. Being very present is a present in itself. Sometimes we focus too much on the past. I can be guilty of that myself. Like, what I would have known if I know what I know now. I would have made so many different choices. And then I laugh and say, yet that's what brought me here to learn what I'm supposed to learn to get where I am to the present moment. And then we get to decide how we want to create for the universe in the very present moment and allow the days come to a place of greater joy and greater love and greater peace. So this is the opportunity to gift yourself with all of that. So as you come back, we're going to just want to do a couple of announcements before I start taking the calls. Again, if you're interested in having a one question reading, the phone number is 347-996-5068. 347-996-5068. So again, if you're new, welcome. Love, love, love. Next show is going to be on, I believe I said December 13th, Tuesday, December 13th. It's a full moon. Yay. So it'll be at 12 noon. So if you like to mark your calendar, please do so. When I take the one question readings, I do ask you to be specific with your questions. Stay in your heart. Keep your mind positive and open and receptive so that I can tune in better After the reading, I do ask for those that are interested in getting involved in what I offer, such as online series, private sessions, product specials. I also offer special events, meditation classes, and activation sessions, chakra alignments. So if that resonates for you, they're all done via phone or Skype. If that resonates, you can just say, yes, I'm interested in exploring more about it. And then you can look at the website, see which one pulls on your attention, and then get involved. I've had some phenomenal feedback from people from the show that have jumped in, and they're just sending them these testimonials, and you're welcome to look at them and see what resonates or calls you, because a lot of people are definitely waking up to being happier and being more in love with love and being more peaceful. And in the midst of what's going on the planet, we still can be at peace. And that's an opportunity for you to take better care and better love of yourself. And then as a result of that, you get to shine that out and help others to wake up. So there's the opportunity. The website again is angelroselove.wix.com/love. Okay, so we're going to take the first caller, and I appreciate your patience. What I'd like to know is just what state you're calling from and your first name. It helps me to tune in a little bit better, so I'm going to ask that of you. And first name is Plenty, and then we'll just go there. So 440, I'm going to tune in to your question as I take your call right now. Welcome to the show, and thank you for being here.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Jamie, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
And
so what are you grateful about?
I was just gonna say that I'm really grateful for the ability to forgive.
Lovely.
And to thank ones that have harmed me, that I've interpreted that have harmed me, that they were just pushing me along the way to a better place of love for myself and for
others.
You are
such a brilliant man. Very brilliant. You're taking responsibility and knowing that everything had a purpose and it brought you to an amazing place of greater self-love, so you make smarter choices. And instead of playing the victim to that feeling of what felt like abuse, you came to a place of realizing that it brought you to a healthier place. So congratulations on knowing that truth rather than keeping the anger in your heart, which will only keep you stuck in that vibration. So yay to you. Yay to you.
And
what an honor to have you on the show.
And I'm just feeling the remnants of whatever I felt. I feel it every day just crumbling out of my field. It's like,
nice.
I don't know. Sometimes it's really intense, and then sometimes it's kind of easy. But my question is kind of
before
an interesting
question. Before you ask
your
question, let me get your month and day of your birthday. I'd be curious to see, since you said it's crumbling, I'd be curious to see what number you're in. I do numerology as well, if you're interested.
I'm in a 7 personal year, so that kind of makes sense how
you're
everything
in the 7?
Is kind
okay,
of
awesome.
Like
very
dissolving.
Cool. Okay, what's your So you know what that means.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
My question is, my mother has early onset Alzheimer's, and she's really, really kind of gone, and I'm wondering, is she soon to cross over? Because I know it's a tough question, but
I'm seeing something. I do feel those that are on the other side, and sometimes when the only challenge I have with time is there is no such thing as time on the other side, and being that people have free will, they can actually either force their energies to leave sooner or prolong it because they want to stay with loved ones. Though when you did ask that question, I keep seeing the month of February. So my sense is that sometime, my heart goes on fire, that sometime in February is when she's going to either start moving out of her energy field and into the other side where she's getting ready, or she's just going to leave, period. The thing that I am hearing is that part of her is trying to prolong it a little bit. She feels like there's some unfinished business on some level that she is attempting to complete, so that when she leaves in peace. And that is what's keeping her, because she could have left in December, from what I'm hearing from the angels, and she did choose to prolong it a little bit more, and not much more, obviously, it's only a few more months, but that in itself is a way for everybody to come together in their own way of reconciliation, their own way of having peace for those that are choosing that, and to just be loving with each other and with her. So I just keep hearing incomplete business with regard to where she's at. Is your dad still alive? Because I'm not getting the energy of him. He is. It almost feels like he's not like part of something. Were they married?
Yeah, but.
Okay. Estranged kind of a marriage?
Yeah. And he's not
either. Yeah, okay, that's fine. It almost feels like they're on two separate paths. So it could have been that their paths crossed for a reason, but it almost feels like she's going in one place and he has things that he's still completing. So it's kind of cool to see that there is a love, but it's a different type of love. And it feels like you had some kind of a nicer bond with her than you did with him. I'm not feeling the energy cords as strong with him as I am with her. So, in its own ironic way, you know, the most important thing is there's so many messages, but there are so many callers, so I do want to get to the other callers. But I do want to say with the deepest part of my heart how excited I am for you. You are in the spiritual development year. You're in this amazing, expansive place. Next year is going to be a phenomenal year. And you know, as I said earlier in the conversation, it's no pressure, but it is something I'm committed to, because as being an angelic, I'm committed to helping those that want to bring their lives to more of their inner spirit, being in charge more. Is that something you think you'd be interested in exploring, based on what I said at the earlier in the conversation? You've been on the call from the very beginning, and you could say no, and I personally would not take it at all, or you could say yes, and I'll give you the website if you didn't get it, and you could check and see if it resonates for you.
Yeah, I think I would be interested in that.
Okay.
What was it? Angelic?
Tune into the website.
Rose?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you again. Tune into the website. You're so tuned in. You're so aware. Your heart will tell you if it resonates for you. And I'll call you either later today or tomorrow and just kind of see where your heart feels, or you can send me a text message or an email, and then you'll know. So, again, it's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. And the number you called in without saying it out loud, is that the right number I would call back on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Well, you have an awesome day. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Time is flying. And keep being the great guy you are. You're just such a breath of fresh air to talk to a male that is so extremely, feels like you're young, and yet you're so wise at that young age. So congratulations for being who you are and for making a difference, not only for yourself. Yeah, you're definitely an elder energy-wise, so good for you. I congratulate you on that. So if you'd like to stay on the show afterwards, we do a closing meditation, and it's always fun to see what they say then. And in the meantime, you have an awesome day and a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too.
All right, so I know that we have some new people did log on. So again, I want to say happy Thanksgiving, and interested in anything that I have to offer, I want to just give you the website for those that just logged on. It's Angel Rose Love, A-N-G-E-L, Rose Love, R-O-S-E-L-O-V-E, .wix.com/love. You can make a love donation, scroll the tabs and see if it resonates if you want to get involved. We may have time. I know I have one caller on hold and one, I think, dropped off. I don't know if it dropped off or disconnected or they had to go. But the number, if you choose to call, if we have time to do more, it's 347-996-5068. If you're interested in a more expansive reading, you can make a donation. I stay after the show and I can continue on, or you could just schedule a reading, a private session reading and so forth. So that's another option for you. I do check my message and see if I get any emails from people. So if you're interested in having a love donation-based reading after the show, that's something I can do. If quickly go online and make your donation on the homepage. Okay? Okay, so we're going to take 863. I'd like to know what you're in gratitude for, because we're in Thanksgiving month. I like to call it Thanksgiving rather than Thanksgiving. It's a special time of the year. So please share what you're thankful for, and then we'll do the one question reading in a specific area. So your name first, please, and the state you're calling from. And let's see.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, love?
This is Julia. Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia from Florida. I get a lot of people from Florida. It's just a beautiful, sunny state. What are you thankful for?
I just got wonderful news. My daughter is coming to visit. I haven't seen her since Thanksgiving of 2014. So,
oh, my
I'm
God.
Thankful
that's
that
so
I get to
awesome.
See my daughter.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Very loving. Yeah, what a loving thing to be able to experience. Thanks sharing on with your family. It's beautiful. Very loving.
Yes.
So what's your question?
Well, it's kind of a crazy thing. I feel like I have a lot of fear and resistance. It's I want to relocate, and I've been like doing day trips trying to find, you know, the town I want to move to, and now, you know, I'm thinking about employment and all that, but it's like, you know, I have restless nights sleep over it, and then the next day it's like I procrastinate to where I don't do anything. So it's like I don't really know if it's just my own fear.
Yeah, what's your month and day of your birthday? Go ahead.
Okay. September 16th?
Yeah, that's all I need.
But it's so weird because on one hand, I really want to move. I really want to start moving forward in my life.
Okay, well, you're in the year of 7. Yeah, and unfortunately, we only have a minute, so let me go ahead and see. You're in the year of spiritual development. This is a closure year, so while you were communicating, I was getting it's not a year of making decisions because it's a big transformation year for you with regard to spiritual development and expanding into your true purpose. As you start moving into the first quarter of next year, I keep seeing the month of March for some reason, and that's going to really start... that's going to really start to give you a little bit more of an oomph with regard to clarity. I definitely see you moving. For some reason, I saw southwest, so I would explore that just to see if that pulls on your energy. But something, it may be a temporary thing. I'm not seeing the Midwest or the East Coast. It almost feels like you're done with that energy. And unfortunately, we're running out of time. So do you want to do a donation afterwards? Do you want to do a donation that continue after the show, or do you feel complete for now?
Well, let me just percolate on this for now. And, you know, I can always – I've got the email, Angelica Rose. I heard you give it to the other guy, so I can catch it again on the archive.
Oh, yeah, it's
so.
Angel – well, the website is angelroselove.wix.com/love, and Wix is W-I-X. And if you're interested in having any of the sessions and so forth, because you pretty much answered that question, you could just let me know via email if that's something you're interested in getting involved with and so forth.
Okay.
The show goes really fast, so I apologize. That's why I want people to be really clear on their question.
I better call in earlier
like
next
seconds.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Peace
right.
and
well,
blessings
thank you
and
so
happy
much.
Sharing. Okay, love. We don't have time for the meditation, unfortunately. We ran out of time, but I did want to honor this and wish everybody a happy, loving month and a happy, loving thanks sharing. And hope to see you next month with smiles on and peace and blessings. Much love.